When it comes to immigration reform, the word amnesty probably couldn't have more negative connotations. For people vehement about border security, amnesty is seen as a way of rewarding undocumented immigrants. Others believe amnesty could have negative economic consequences for the U.S. If all of that is true, then why did former president and conservative icon Ronald Reagan believe it was a good idea when he signed the Immigration Reform and Control Act in 1986? Joe Matthews, former Los Angeles Times reporter and currently California editor and columnist for Zocalo Public Square, recently researched the Reagan amnesty law and drew some of his own conclusions. I spoke with Matthews recently and asked him to take us back about 30 years or so to explain what President Reagan was trying to do about undocumented immigration at the time.
Reagan was worried about two things. When you go back and read the records of the Reagan Library here in Southern California, one, he was worried about what would happen to unauthorized immigrants who were in the shadows. He'd been governor of California, and in conversation with his aides and, you know, minutes of domestic policy council meetings, he often switches the conversation when it comes to immigration to specific stories about people he knew that were not documented immigrants and the way they could be exploited. Secondly, more broadly, he and the most important legislative sponsor of the 86 amnesty bill, Alan Keith Simpson, who was a Republican from Wyoming, they were worried a lot about the stability of the country. Reading old papers of this, all these Republican politicians, it was like it was transporting the world where people thought a lot about, not about stirring people up or getting them angry, but about the stability of the society in a very sort of old-fashioned conservative way. They were worried that if they didn't do something on immigration that was sort of big and they didn't address the problem on undocumented, that there would be great, it would create great division and backlash politically. There would be all this anger, and that all entry and people entering the country, from, you know, all kinds of immigrants, refugees, and the like, would become targets. In some of their letters, they actually describe a kind of nationwide divisive conflict over immigration that actually sounds very much like the reality we live in today.
To what extent was this humanitarian? To what extent was it economic and pragmatic?
I think it was all of them, those things. There are two big pieces of the bill. Amnesty gets talked about, and it's always called the failed amnesty bill. But that was a piece that didn't have a lot of conversation about it. They were going to give a way for people to apply for legal status subject to a number of restrictions and rules and a pretty bureaucratic process. But the piece that got argued about was the enforcement piece. And the idea, and it was essentially a bill that made it illegal to knowingly hire or employ people who are undocumented. And there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of compromise, particularly around agriculture. Well, the bill was about immigration. There were these deep arguments about immigration, not about immigration, but about labor and agriculture. So a lot of Democrats and unions opposed the bill. The bill was really supported by two categories of politicians that there aren't so many of anymore, Western Republicans and Southern Democrats, who tended to be closer to agriculture and maybe had more experience personally in many cases with undocumented immigrants.
Whether by intention or not, how much did the law that President Reagan signed cause some of the complications that we had? And I don't mean the perception of it now with President Trump's rhetoric, but even from a more practical standpoint over the next decade or two after that.
The bill was a success and a failure. It was a success on the amnesty side. 2.7 million people legalized their status, they were able to build lives in America. You know, to the extent it didn't work on amnesty, it didn't include everybody. You had to have been in the country before 1982, and people got amnesty in 87 and 88. So it left about 2 million people behind without legal status. That was a problem, and that became a sort of base of people who continue to be unauthorized and in the country. But it did a lot of good things for those folks. And studies have shown that it did not attract more people or add to legal entries. And the studies that have been done on it have shown that actually the amnesty piece was associated with fewer illegal crossings and entries into the country. The problem with the bill was the enforcement. That enforcement regime was the beginning of many waves of enforcement. There was another big enforcement bill in 1996. We've had various attempts at enforcement since at additional border security. And none of that has worked. All that stuff has had the effect over 30 years of essentially making almost any immigrant to the United States illegal or potentially illegal in the eyes of whatever government authority or politician you have. there's so many rules and restrictions that even if you try to sort of do things the legal way, you come legally, you seek legal status, you try to build a life here, you know, the combination of all the rules and restrictions against you and the bureaucratic delays of this sort of broken system essentially make you illegal. I mean, it is Kafka, our system. Mm-hmm. People need to understand that.
You write that familiar figures from today's politics show up in the records in ways rich with irony, including John Bolton, Rudy Giuliani, John Roberts, who were all working for President Reagan. What does that reflect to you mm-hmm. about whether how people view immigration or how the Republican Party has changed right now?
It tells you something about the lack of cohesion, the way this subject has divided us. I mean, all those people at the time were working to advance this bill. I mean, Bolton was in the Justice Department. He shows up and is a guy sort of trying to advance the bill on the behalf of the Justice Department. John Roberts was in the White House moving documents around. I mean, I think we've lost our way. We've forgotten what works. We've gotten ourselves in this wormhole where, you know, we're always advancing border security and greater enforcement. And we make that the first principle of everything we do. We're not going to do anything that gives people a chance to legalize. And even the people who are so-called reformers, you know, offer paths to legal status or citizenship that, you know, run a decade or two. I mean, that's so long as to be almost worthless. We need to actually go back and see that and look again at amnesty and see amnesty worked. Amnesty reduced undocumented immigration, and amnesty lanced a boil of divide over immigration, at least for a little while, until we got on this enforcement kick.
Joe Matthews is California editor and columnist for Zocalo Public Square and co-author of California Crack Up, How Reform Broke the Golden State and How We Can Fix It.